We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, yeah, that's us. And by the way, I got to tell you guys, just earlier today, the folks from ZLA Solutions came by to see the new studio. You hear me talk about them all the time. I'm telling you, they're friends of mine, and they are doing an amazing job across North Alabama. ZLA Solutions, if you're not familiar, ZLA Solutions is one of the best out there right now for putting people back to work. I'm saying. So if you're looking for a job, you personally, looking for a job and you need something, like you want a good living wage, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got great paying jobs all over North Alabama. They had some most recently paying between $17 and $20 an hour. But if you're an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need some mass hiring or even a small group or just certain key individuals, they can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. That's what they do, man. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. Because that's their mission in life, man, is to make your business better. So yeah, check them out. ZLAUSA.com, the website for ZLA Solutions. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I get the biggest kick when they tell me, people say, hey, I heard it on the radio show. Yeah, thank you. Hey, listen, I got to tell you some breaking news right now, and I don't know, I'm going to step aside for the triple dipper here in a minute. So President Biden is on his way to the Middle East right now. Looking up on the wall right now in the studio, we've got CNN touting it as a historic Middle East trip. I mean, I don't think CNN really cared as much when we had the Abraham Accords, we had the movement of the Jerusalem, of the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. When we had President Trump go over and they had a state dinner affair for him in Saudi Arabia, when Iran was put on its heels. No, now President Biden is headed over. But the weird thing is he won't be shaking hands in the Middle East. Even though he did it quite a bit yesterday at a congressional picnic, he won't be shaking hands over there, allegedly because doctor's orders. It's not safe. Apparently, I don't know. Is there a rash of COVID in the Middle East? Well, I think what it really is, here's my thought on it. This is President Biden, and they're trying to avoid having photo ops with him shaking hands with Saudi princes and with other allies in the Middle East who might take issue in the middle of him trying to get the Iran nuclear deal rekindled. It's everywhere you turn. I mean, I saw one headline this morning that said that, you know, all of a sudden was not in the headline, but the headline was that the Biden administration has now agreed to sell offensive weapons to Saudi Arabia. At the same time, they've also opened an inquiry into whether or not the new LIV Golf League has in some way, whether the PGA has in some way entered into antitrust violations. Why? I don't know. Some speculate it's because the Saudi Arabians are the ones backing the LIV Golf League. All I'm saying is this. What a wacky time for him to head over to the Middle East and to not do handshakes, to make special side deals with the Saudis while he's trying to rekindle a negotiated Iran nuclear deal that no one in the Middle East wants, because none of them want to see a nuclear Iran. None of them. Doesn't matter what side they're on. At the same time, we had peace like we had never had in the Middle East before Biden was elected. So there's that. That's breaking news story number one. It's on one screen right now here in the studio. However, the other screen has got the other breaking news of the day. You know, we've been sitting on, nationally speaking, we've been sitting on 40-year highs for inflation. We've been at 8.6%, not seen since the Carter era in the 70s. Guess what? We just broke the record again today. 9.1% inflation. 9.1% inflation. That's an economy that is literally rushing right now towards recession. When Biden first took office, inflation was running roughly at 1 to 1.2%. Less than a year and a half in to his administration, we have set new decades high records and our country is at 9.1% inflation. With, by the way, no more energy independence, which we had when he took office. With, by the way, uncontrollable crossings at the southern border, which were largely under control before he took office. It boggles the mind. It's 9.1% uninflation. 9.1% inflation. I wish it was uninflation. Is that a thing, Boomer? Can we have uninflation? I don't know. I look at it and go, I like uninflation. Do you?
Yes, absolutely. I wish we had that.
Yeah, I mean, go get a burger. It's going to cost twice as much for too long. But uninflation. Yeah. You just heard it coined here on Right Side Radio.
Boom.
All right. So, it's really it's not funny, but there it is. All right, folks, that's the breaking news stories we got right now. All right, coming up in a minute, we're going to be going to number two on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this one, Don't Blame the Farmers. Why? Have you seen what's happening with fertilizer? Fertilizer? What's fertilizer got to do with anything, Phil? I mean, fertilizer, you throw it in the field, you throw it on the ground, right? You just throw it down and walk away. Well, there's a thing called agroscience, and agroscience says there are means by which you do this in, you know, certain scheduled times and scheduled ways, and if you know what you're doing, you can obviously enhance the capability to row crop. And at the same time, apparently, the Green New Deal activists have targeted nitrogen-based fertilizers around the world. The European Union has put together some guidelines that are choking off farmers in Europe. But oh, by the way, the Biden administration is taking some rather strange steps toward nitrogen fertilizer industry here in the United States. What's happening with all this? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. Especially the smaller farms, the family-owned farms, are suffering. You ask a farmer today, what does it cost you to buy fertilizer? What does it cost you to fill up the tanks on your combine or your tractors? What does it cost you to seed your farms for the next season? Or for that matter, what does it cost you to get your farm-to-market goods out? It's exponential. A lot of it starting with fertilizer. And even down to the point that the strangest things are happening, like, I don't know, Union Pacific Railroad shipping, reducing the shipping of nitrogen-based fertilizers, making it even harder to get. I'm going to go down all of this in a minute. And when you hear what's happening in, you know, with the Dutch farmers, or what's happening in Sri Lanka, it's all about the exact same things. Nitrogen-based fertilizers are now the enemy of the Green New Deal. We'll talk about it when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the new Right Side Studios. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, we are back on live streaming, too. It's very surreal, by the way, to be sitting here in an actual studio set up for the sole purpose of bringing Right Side Radio to the general public. And by the way, it's an honor to have this platform. I do not take this for granted. I do not go into this every single day going, well, they just need to hear from me. No, I feel like this is a mission I've been given, and what a blessing it is to have it. But it does not work if it weren't for y'all. If this show has only been successful, Not because of something on this end of the microphone, but on your end of the speaker. I'm just going to tell you, I do not take that for granted, and we appreciate. And by the way, those of you joining us now for the new syndication, because, you know, we're covering over half of Alabama. We're from Clanton to the Tennessee line, from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden, looking at, you know, even parts of Tennessee, Georgia, and Mississippi. I'm just saying, if you are listening to the show for the, you know, first time this week in the new broadcast range, understand this, the audience, we like to call our audience members Right Side Ruffians, and we love that attitude of being a right side ruffian, being a conservative with a cause, being somebody who is not just willing to sit idly by, but somebody who will actually speak truth to power. And we do this show every day with a sole purpose of being able to do what I call the four E's. I want the audience to come on this show and to be educated, enlightened, empowered, and entertained in the process. If you leave this show every day and you have gained something that gives you the ability to have that water cooler conversation, you know, that chance to sit around the dinner table and dialogue about something, about why you're a conservative, not just the fact that you're a conservative, but why you're a conservative. Well, I hope this show has given you that. And it's an honor to have this platform. By the way, one of our regular callers, Copper, what did Brian say a minute ago on the phone with you?
Yes. He wanted to joke about Biden not being able to shake people's hands in the Middle East. Well, can he still sniff them?
You like those kind of creepy Uncle Joe videos where he sniffs people's hair? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That is, yeah, there's some serious creep factor with some of the videos you see on the way. Okay. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the visual. All right. Hey, listen, top of the next hour, we'll pause the Triple Dipper and go to one of my favorite segments of every single week. We've been calling it Copper's Corner. And as the show grows and transitions, there will be some changes, unfortunately, in the near future. And Copper won't always be with us. She'll be with us sometimes. But she has done a great job, has been a blessing to us. And we appreciate her. So Copper's Corner is what we call that. And at 4 o'clock today, she'll be going another round of Copper's Corner, sharing perspectives that she not only has, but she's good at enunciating. So Copper's Corner, top of the hour. Right now, I'm moving to number two on the the Triple Dipper. When you're on the air, you don't want to go up and up and up and up, but I just did. So I felt like I was stumbling. Anyway, the bottom line is number two in the Triple Dipper. Don't blame the farmers. Don't blame the farmers. What are we talking about? Well, are you looking right now at the cost of goods in the grocery store? Have you been to a farmer's market lately and seen, you know, the shortages? Have you checked out? Here we are, new flash we just had a while ago, a news flash today, 9.1% inflation. Lord, 9.1%. Ugh. And when you say 9.1%, that's in general. You can take certain things and you can find that literally 9.1% is not the same on everything. Like bacon. Last time I checked, bacon was at like 17% inflation.
Ooh, I mean, man, that's a lot. I don't get to eat much bacon anymore.
It's like, you know, America. How do you have America with not 17% inflation on bacon?
America, no bacon. That's going, like, I have to have my bacon.
It's the downfall of what we know as Western civilization. Anyway, let's move on from that. But what I'm saying is this, y'all. On a more serious note, a big part of what's happening is green energy policies being foisted upon farmers left and right. And one of the big targets now is nitrogen-based fertilizer, which if you're in agribusiness at all, if you have a farming background, if you have an agri-science, you know, degree, whatever, the nitrogen-based fertilizer, and by the way, the scheduling of your implementation of fertilizing each season to maximize your ability to grow crops, that's a big deal. And the cost of fertilizer is through the roof. And not only that, now it's getting hard to find. So let me give you some U.S. side of this that might help you see and understand some of these farm-to-market hiccups that we got going on. Number one, in the Federal Register, which is where it documents things that are being put out by the federal government. In the Federal Register, it notes that in March of this year, the Biden administration issued an executive order titled Promoting Competition in the American Economy and made sure that Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack began taking what they called wide-ranging concerns from agricultural producers. About what, pray tell? Well, here's one. About the vast majority of fertilizer being centered in four major companies. 75% of all U.S. nitrogen fertilizers from four companies. You know what that tells me, first of all? I don't know, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. What that tells me is the Biden administration is, just like they did with, you know, other industries, they're targeting. They're coming in, and it's not an antitrust thing. They're not looking to deconstruct. What they're doing is they're identifying what they would consider to be the linchpins in the economic structure or infrastructure of a certain industry. In this case, fertilizer. Why? Well, they say, according to the Federal Register, their belief is that a handful of fertilizer companies control the channels through which farmers obtain these nutrients to raise a productive crop. Okay. They go on to say that nitrogen fertilizers prices have increased 95%. Yes. And potash fertilizers have increased 70%. Okay. And that feed grains in 2022 could face an increased cost of $128,000 per farm due to higher fertilizer cost. Okay. And what they're saying here is they are taking this under advisement and reviewing the situation. And by the way, do you trust them for a second? I mean, Biden did this with the meatpacking industry. This is what he tried to blame the cost of meat for. The meatpacking industry is too centered in certain... They're not out there pirating this stuff. And by the way, the cost of fertilizer wasn't through the roof before Biden took office. So what else could be happening? Well, here's a story for you. Michigan Farm News. Yes, when I range out there to get sources for the show, I look all over the place. Here's one from Michigan Farm News. Michigan Farm News reports in April of this year, U.S. fertilizer manufacturer CF Industries, let's call it CFI, CF Industries, is advising all of its customers that Union Pacific has mandated shipping reductions in nitrogen fertilizer. Why? Well, they say that they're reducing some of their transportation overhead in general, but they're targeting certain industries. Funny how the one they targeted, in this case, is the nitrogen-based fertilizer companies. Non-compliance, according to CFI, is going to result in the embargo of its facilities by Union Pacific. And literally, CFI was told it had to reduce its shipments by nearly 20%. This is one of the largest manufacturers of nitrogen-based fertilizer in the nation. It says that CFI, well, it's the largest. CFI is the largest producer in North America. And its Donaldsonville complex is the largest single production facility for these products in North America. And they're now being required, not because it's not available, they're being required because the shipper won't ship it at the same levels. They're being required to reduce their output by 20%. Here's the quote from the company. It says, not only will fertilizer be delayed by these shipping restrictions, but additional fertilizer needed to complete spring applications may be unable to reach farmers at all. By placing this arbitrary restriction on just a handful of shippers, Union Pacific is jeopardizing farmers' harvests and increasing the cost of food for consumers. Aha! You know why? Because trickle-down economics does work, and so does trickle-up economics. When you crush a piece of the chain, it's like causing the dominoes to fall. And when you do things like, I don't know, target nitrogen-based fertilizer from the federal government, and then suddenly, mysteriously, one of the major shipping supply chain components, which is in the case of Union Pacific Railroad, just arbitrarily tells that industry that makes 75% nitrogen-based fertilizer, the largest manufacturer of it in the nation, yeah, you know what? We can't do as much of your stuff, so go ahead and... cut that by 20%, and if you don't, we're going to embargo your facility entirely. What the heck? And they say it. They say it clearly. Union Pacific is jeopardizing farmers' harvest and increasing the cost of food for consumers. When I look at this article, my first thought is, where's Buttigieg? All right? Where is he? Where's the Secretary of Transportation? Is he on the job, or is he taking another two-month paternity leave? Where is Buttigieg? Nowhere to be found. CFI, the manufacturer of these products, says it believes they'll be able to fulfill contracted rail shipments to Union Pacific destinations under current orders, but it says they are not sure they're going to be able to do so in time for the spring plantings, and that could be definitely adversely impacted. Well, listen, we're going to take a break right now. When I get back, though, I'm going to tell you, as you're seeing the cost of your goods go up here in the United States, as farmers are suffering the inability to pay for the necessary fertilizers, or for that matter, get the necessary fertilizers they need to keep the current level of crop growth going on. What's happening in other countries? Well, one of the second largest producers of grain in the world just collapsed because of the same policies in part targeting nitrogen-based fertilizer. We'll talk about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got more. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. So I am in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Don't Blame the Farmers. But listen, man, there's some stuff happening worldwide. It's not just here. It's not just the cost of bacon here. It's not just the fact that we've got farm-to-market prices going through the roof here. It's happening around the world, and it's happening in some key locations. And when I say this, this is not conspiracy theory. This is published. This is stuff that's out there. This is governmental policy. And it is absolutely jacked up. Can I say? Yes, it's jacked up. Classic example of what I'm talking about. Dateline yesterday, July 12th, National Review. The collapse of Sri Lanka is a failure of leftism. If you're not tracking this story, just go Google it. Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka? Sri Lanka? Anyway, Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is literally a government in collapse right now. Sri Lanka, under the leadership of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, decided in April of 2021, according to National Review, to become the world's first all-organic country. The government banned the use of chemical fertilizers, specifically nitrogen-based fertilizers, y'all, and banned their importation. And the move was pitched as being some kind of creating a self-reliant economy. You know, this is an island nation. They were going to be hailed as a great experiment in green policymaking. Well, so there's a quote in this article from National Review. Milton Friedman, the great economist, said that if you put the government in charge of the Sahara Desert, they'd soon find a sand shortage. And that's exactly what's happened. The Sri Lankan government has done is almost unbelievable. So the article points out there are a few places in the world that are better for agriculture. Sri Lanka is a warm tropical island, plenty of annual rainfall, it points out, perfect for growing rice and tea and cocoa and spices, located along ocean trade routes for easy market access. They had been self-sufficient in rice production since 2005. If you were 20 years old, then you had seen the country's GDP roughly double in your lifetime in Sri Lanka. In 1990, Sri Lanka's GDP was about $2,000 greater than in nearby India. By 2020, it was more than $6,000 greater. But after the fertilizer ban went into effect, get this, after they banned the nitrogen-based fertilizers in a green energy attempt to become what they called an all-organic country, suddenly the fertilizer ban went into effect. Rice production fell by 20% in just 6 months. The country had to import $450 million worth of rice to make up the difference, and rice prices still went up by 50%. Tea exports plummeted. The economy sunk by $425 million. The government reversed parts of the policy, but by then the damage was already done. They literally had a crisis of their own creating. Sri Lanka went from a lower middle income to an upper middle income in 2019, and now all of a sudden people are in poverty, in gas lines, having food shortages, political unrest kicked in. Literally, you want to talk about insurrection? All right, what happened on January 6th is nothing compared to what happened in Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka, the people stormed the gates. It was like something from the French Revolution. Let them eat cake. In this case, it was let them eat green energy. And they couldn't do it. And they literally stormed and they burned the president's home. And he has now fled the country. The crisis has caused the collapse of the Sri Lankan government. Why? In large part, because of a governmental policy that is being touted, by the way, by the World Economic Forum, to ban the use of nitrogen-based fertilizers. Oh, did I just talk about that in the United States a minute ago? Yes, I did. That is pointing out that for some reason the Biden administration is targeting nitrogen-based fertilizer companies? Yes, I did. Did I point out to you a moment ago that in the United States right now, as we see prices for farm-to-market going through the roof, that for some reason, we're suddenly seeing you know, Union Pacific Railroad won't ship as much nitrogen-based fertilizer in the world's in the nation's largest manufacturer of that extremely important ingredient to healthy farms has been made far more unavailable. Well, it's not just Sri Lanka. It's not just what's happening under the Biden administration. We're, you know, where's Buttigieg? We don't know where he is right now with his Union Pacific thing. But how about this? The Epoch Times reports as of this past Friday. Dutch farmers are protesting against a globalist communist agenda. What is going on in, you know, in Dutch politics? Well, the Dutch government has been planning for years, according to the story off the Epoch Times, to drastically cut the emissions of nitrogen and ammonia produced by livestock and the use of nitrogen-based fertilizer. Why? I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with their green energy policies. The nitrogen law, according to one expert, is what they call the straw that breaks the camel's back. They have been subjected to so many insane regulations, it's caused farmers to have to reorganize their farms over and over again and oftentimes completely shut down. Dutch ministers called the proposal a, quote, unavoidable transition. Did we hear that from Biden recently? A transition. I'm just saying. Folks, this is a mess. We're going to talk about it more after we take some time for Copper's Corner at the top of the hour. So, yeah, listen, don't blame the farmers. We're seeing some things happen on a worldwide scale that are causing protests to break out, governments to fall, and your prices for goods to go up. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next. For those of you that are in the Huntsville market, we've got Copper's Corner. Those of you in Birmingham, you have a great day. We will see you back here at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Have a great night.